I'm Nelson. This is NPR.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers are trying to lower property taxes, but not too much. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Rising property values mean higher tax bills for many Coloradans. A new bill at the legislature would temporarily lower property tax rates. Residential property owners may get discounts ranging from 3 to 5% for the next couple years. Here's Democratic Senator Chris Hansen.
And we're really trying to step in, do something proactive on a bipartisan basis that's going to provide targeted property tax relief.
The bill would also allow homeowners to delay part of their payment when their taxes go up too fast. But some conservatives are upset because it could also cancel out a separate, larger potential tax cut that may be on the ballot this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State lawmakers say they've reached a compromise with Governor Polis on a controversial climate bill. CPR Sam Brash reports.
State Representative Dominique Jackson says it's been weeks of late nights here at the state capitol, but now they have a deal.
The governor has come to the table, so I'm looking forward to getting this bill across the finish line before we adjourn.
The original bill would have given air regulators more power to enforce Colorado's climate goals, but Governor Polis has resisted calls for tougher climate rules and threatened to veto it. Under the deal, lawmakers say they will drop the legislation and move most of its pieces to another environmental justice bill. In a statement, a Polis spokesperson praised the negotiations, but stopped short of saying he would sign anything. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, the challenging and expanding role of Vice President Kamala Harris is next. Then, a Native American tribe in Washington State has a plan to create jobs and revenue. The problem? A racist law from 1834. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 100 years ago, a flood along the Arkansas River in Pueblo changed the course of the city's future.
We will never know how many people perished. There is no way to know.
We will sit by the banks of the old Arkansas River and remember the flood of 1921 in the next hour of All Things Considered. Denver and Fort Collins mostly clear, down to 55 overnight. Grand Junction mostly clear, lows around 60. Vail mostly clear, lows 45. This is CPR News.